Do people really know what a dramaturg is when they see it in the playbill?
I think most people don't. In fact, most of my students don't. I have students sign up for my dramaturgy class, but they send me an email at the same time and ask me what it is they're signing up for. It's probably the least broadly understood aspect of the theater production team. But the quickest way for an audience member to think about what the dramaturg does from their point of view is that the dramaturg is the person who's probably written the program notes that they're reading. And if there's a lobby display outside that's helping provide context for the play, that was possibly put together by the dramaturg. My quick definition, and there's no easy definition of dramaturgy, but my quick definition is that a dramaturg is someone who is attempting to help people have the deepest, richest, most enjoyable experience of the play possible. And that goes for both the production team and for the audience. So dramaturgs do script analysis and research into the world of the play, and they bring that information into the rehearsal room for the actors. They have a dialogue with the director about that material. And then once the play opens, they share that with the audience through website information, through program notes, or through talkbacks and other forms of outreach.
I first knew about that when I was writing a story about one of the CRT productions, and Matt Puglisi suggested that I look at the dramaturg's page. And what's very interesting to me is that, as you were saying, there's a lot of history involved with a play, particularly if it's a period play. And I think back to the story that I did about 4 years ago, I guess, when The Three Musketeers was produced, and there were videos of sword fighting. There was a full narrative history of the situation in France in the 1600s that predated the French Revolution. And that was for the actors and for the people directly involved with producing the play. That's a pretty interesting thing to have to research for every play.
Every play is its own unique research challenge and opportunity. And that's what I tell my students when they come to me and they say, how am I going to go about this research? And I say, well, first of all, what's the topic? Because every era in history is going to lead you down a different rabbit hole. And research is such a rabbit hole. You can get lost in it. When I work with student dramaturgs, half of what I'm doing is I'm helping them find sources when they have trouble, and then I'm helping them figure out what information is actually going to be the most helpful to the actors and the director and then the audience, because it's easy to sort of find something really fascinating about, you know, 16th century France that you love, but maybe isn't the most relevant thing to the production. So you're also judiciously curating that research for the actors. That's part of what a dramaturg does. Actors also do their own research. Directors do their own research. Designers do their own research. That's important for absolutely everyone on the creative team. Dramaturgs are more exclusively devoted to that, so they have more time to get more in-depth, and they also are thinking about how to winnow that vast world of information down to the most helpful things so that an actor knows, for instance, where they fit in the class structure of that time. So it helps them understand why they make certain behavioral choices that they do in a scene, or so that they understand the stakes. Oh, if I'm going to betray this person, what does that mean politically, right? What are the stakes of that? So they know how important a moment is in the script. So you're really trying to focus the information so that the actors understand the world they're living in and they understand where their character fits in that world.
Who takes the class as a student? Just theatrical folks, or is it open to anyone?
The class is open to anyone, and I almost always have one non-major in the class, usually a minor, someone who's interested maybe in film production and wants to understand script analysis and research more, sometimes just communication students or English students or people who are doing theater minors because they love it and are perhaps a little bit more academically minded as opposed to wanting to be up on stage. They really enjoy the intellectual side of theater, and that class is good for them.
And there are prerequisites, I would guess, to get into at least the first level class.
There are. We have a recommended preparation, which is the theater history sequence. That's theater history 1 and 2, and the script analysis class, which is an introductory level script analysis.
And then the seminar, I would guess, is the student being assigned to a production, perhaps, and having to actually do the work.
Our student dramaturgs who work on the Connecticut Repertory Theater productions are doing those as independent studies.
Okay.
Those are usually theater majors, but not always. The dramaturgy course itself is a mock production dramaturgy experience. So we do a little time talking about the history of the art of dramaturgy. We spend a little bit of time just doing a really in-depth play analysis section. And then we do practical dramaturgy. So they're assigned mock productions, and they write program notes and do exactly what you're talking about, sort of execute those elements of production dramaturgy.
What is the biggest challenge for students to do that? Because it's probably something new that they haven't even experienced before.
Absolutely. For many students, it's actually the research. A lot of students haven't necessarily use the library in depth, and dramaturgy tends to be information that's not easily available on the internet. So I'm teaching students to do a level of research that many of them have not engaged with yet.
It's old school.
There are certainly a lot of good information on the internet, but some of these things that you're researching, you really actually need books.
For example.
About a year ago, we opened our season with a production of Timberlake Wharton Baker's Our Country's Good, which is a play about the first penal colony in Australia. And the play addresses English society at that time, as well as the conditions in the penal colony and the conditions in the ship on the way over, and then also what it is for this Aboriginal worldview to meet this English worldview. Unfortunately, as much information as available on the internet, Aboriginal history and worldviews and theology are not one of the things that's so easy to access. So that was something that the student dramaturg needed to go find scholarly books on. And in part, that's because it's not information that can be easily digested into a web page. You can't write a paragraph on an entire people's worldview and accurately represent it. You actually have to read a book or several books or a lot of books. And that's where dramaturgy can become very challenging, because students will sort of dip their toe into this water of a world they've not experienced before and realize that it's actually a giant ocean. And they get overwhelmed. And they're like, how could I possibly understand this world that I didn't even, you know, really think about ever in my life before? So you have to help them figure out how to approach that practically and understand where their limits are going to be, because there will be limits.
And what was your biggest challenge as a dramaturg?
My biggest challenge is always reducing the information to a manageable amount for other people. I think everything is important. And I'm one of those people who easily writes, you know, 4,000 words for a 500-word limit thing and then has to cut it down. Over the years, I've become a lot better at that. And that's actually quite good at helping my students when they come to me and say, I don't know what here is important.
When the equity actors come in, usually from New York or other parts of the country, are they used to having this much information immediately available to them, or is it kind of new for them because they're actors, they're professionals, they do their own research, as you said earlier, and they may not be used to having this unless they remember their days in college theater?
A lot of actors tell us what a joy it is to have someone helping them with that research and providing them with that information. Many regional theaters have dramaturgs on staff and do that, but because it is what we would consider a sort of added function, often not an essential function in some ways, not everybody has the money for that. So it depends on what their experience is. I have a really great dialogue.